I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What can you tell us about Joe Burrow's
Nothing right now, to be truthful with you. We got such a tight game. I didn't get all the information yet. So, again, I know where to start for me right now.
You know what happened?
No.
Zach Taylor, after the Bengals beat the Jaguars, by the way, I don't want to go too off track, but what is Liam Cohen doing going for it on 4th and 5 up 3 late in that game? In the red zone, kick the field goal, go up 6. Alas, he did not.
He's crapping his pants most of these wannabe not ready for it guys who these owners get fooled into hiring while we're lucky enough to keep somebody like Monk here.
Yeah. That's a very good point.
Well, fade those frauds.
Bengals are 2-0, but Joe Burrow is now going to miss at least 3 months as he's having surgery on a significant turf toe injury.
Their offensive line stinks. They wedded themselves to an offense that they want to be big play or bust. And yeah, they do run it. You know, they want to run it more with this kid Brown, but the offensive line is getting whipped and Burrow's getting whipped, and Burrow's already frustrated, so Burrow starts playing more hero ball than he should this early in the season. And Joe Burrow, we talked about, dude, at what point, is he sick of the surgeries?
Yeah.
I mean, he's going under the
knife
again.
Remember that conversation he had, what was it, last year, where you could hear, you were saying, you could hear in his voice, how much more does he want of this?
Well, he mentioned athletic mortality. And he was saying that at that age, 25, 26?
I'm just saying, 26? I think he's more like Andrew Luck than he is Tom Brady in terms of the put myself through everything. I wasn't big on them to begin with. I didn't have them making the playoffs. By the time he's able to come back, they're not going to have anything truly to play for. It's going to be another lost season. Hendrickson will be gone. Do they get, what happens to the rest of it? Gesicki will be gone. I guess they're stuck with both receivers. The offensive line will still suck. The old man's not going to want to pay a $40 million left tackle. I don't know that Zach Taylor survives this. The next head coach will be somebody young and cheap again because that's all he hires. I don't think they're ever getting out of their own way, and that's why every year you guys laugh at me, but I put the Steelers ahead of them because the Steelers at least have an organizational, institutional constitution that prevented them for an obscenely long period of time from having their seasons end in September. But it's happened to the Bengals. I mean, their seasons have effectively ended in September and October quite frequently.
And what's really ironic about this start for Cincinnati is that they finally start 2-0. Yeah. They're not digging out of this big hole, and then you lose your franchise quarterback for the majority of the season.
They're 2-0, but
yes.
But they won games.
I'm with you, Jason, but they won.
It's not like they came out and looked well-coached, well-prepared. They're blowing people away. I mean, they're chasing games. They're giving away leads. They're turning the ball over.
But they found ways to win.
Flacco looked really good against them. Then Trevor Lawrence looks good enough against them. I don't know, man. It's not like they were doing anything that looked
I hear you,
but, or believable.
But I'm with Bone in that they'd find ways to lose. At least if Joe Burrow doesn't get hurt, they're finding ways to win these games. We keep talking about the slow starts in September. They did win both of these games, but now it doesn't matter.
They lost to the freaking Patriots at home last year. Week one.
I mean, they should have lost to the Jaguars at
they
home
should
yesterday.
They should have. That's the
point. They didn't look good when Burrow was in there.
Dude, Jake Browning threw three interceptions and they won that game.
By the way, Jake Browning being back at quarterback means more
there
misses Jake Browning.
You go.
Yeah.
Halloween, right around the corner, just in time for Halloween. What will she wear leading up to Halloween
that,
this year?
That is the low key positive to come out of all this. Not that we root for injuries here, but like
never.
I
know the Burge is excited.
Yeah, exactly. So they're over, right?
They're over. So yeah. They're not going to bring that guy back, like for what's left. And so then it's like,
well, best case, it's 3 months. They're saying
who's back in the offseason? Who's gone? I mean, you take Hendrickson off that defense, and like I just
do. Guys start checking out. Not this soon, but if it goes sideways. Bengals schedule.
It's not going to be good.
So we already know J.J. McCarthy and Aaron Jones aren't going to play in this game next Sunday, so it's a battle of backups against the Vikings. But then it's at the Broncos, their defense was disappointing yesterday.
Yes, it was.
The Lions at the Packers, home against the Steelers. So it's a tough stretch.
Again, they should have lost to the Browns, and they should have lost to the Jags with Joe Burrow. So, yeah, everything's a tough stretch for them now.
The Lions, we always talk about, you know, week-to-week league and don't take too much out of what you saw week one. They were embarrassed by the Packers. It looked like they wanted to send a message to old friend Ben Johnson yesterday.
Oh, yes, they did. That looked and felt and smelled a little personal. I mean, they're up 41-14 deep into the fourth quarter, and Gibbs is still in there, and Goff's still in there, and thankfully for all four of my same game parlays in that game that hit. Thank God they were. The Bears, look, the Bears are a less than football operation, and they always have been. And the Howells family are fraudulent owners, and they're all concerned about who's going to give us the best deal on a stadium. And in the meantime, they're letting former players who turned agents spin them and just hire in their clients. Kevin Warren, I thought, was going to come in there and clean house. Instead, he's been so caught up, their team president on the stadium stuff, that he hasn't had the time to babysit football ops like he should. Them giving the GM polls another extension was just remarkably stupid. And Ben Johnson's got a whole hell of a lot to learn about, A, the mess he walked into, and B, what it means to be an NFL head coach. So, the personnel sucks. The GM sucks. The head coach is not ready to be a head coach yet. He'll work himself into it. And there was all this hype surrounding them. God knows why.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm 2-0 betting against them, but I don't know why, but it's ugly there, man. It's ugly.
Hey, speaking of ugly, quickly, I thought the Jets would give the Bills a game. I didn't expect them to win, but I thought they'd give them a game, and that,
me too,
that got ugly fast.
Yeah, so much for the Bills being hung over after the crazy game with the Ravens, huh? They came in there and Josh Allen tore off a 40-yard run, and Cook went off and scored a couple times early, and Justin Fields was terrible.
And he got hurt.
And then he gets hurt, and then you take away the power run game.
If anything, that Jets performance just makes the Steelers defense look that much worse.
Hey, one more thing. It seems like the aftermath of Chiefs-Eagles is now we're rehashing the tush-push again. And there were multiple plays in that game.
I do think they were leaving early. The guards were leaving
early. That's where I was getting at. There are multiple plays where it's clear the guards are firing early and they're not calling it. And I do wonder that so much attention is being brought to it. If this offseason this gets...
Oh, this is it. That's why you're going to see... Jalen Hurts is going to lead the NFL in rushing touchdowns. They're going to cram this down. This is our last chance to do it.
Yeah.
And I don't think that owner's a little different than a lot of these owners in terms of his political leanings and a lot of things. Like, he's got one last chance to flip the middle finger to all these other billionaires who are going to take his thing away. Dude. And it's Sirianni, who obviously has a little ish to him.
Yeah, he does.
I'm telling you, Jalen Hurts might have 20 rushing touchdowns this year.
By the way, through two games, does Jalen Hurts have a passing touchdown? I don't think he does. I think Dylan Gabriel has more passing touchdowns.
There wasn't a screen to Barkley that
I
got
don't think
in?
So.
I think that
Jalen Hurts has two completions of passes that went beyond 10 yards.
Kicking it old school.
They're bringing that thing back. It's back to the future with the Philadelphia Eagles, who are 2-0. And Pat Mahomes has now lost two games in a row to start the season for the first time, and three in a row total for the first time.
Life comes at you fast.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts has zero passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Dylan Gabriel has one.
I know what he's got two of.
Yes, he does.
More than one. But he does have two wins.
Hey, yes, he does. Coming up next, we get back to the Ravens. And the Ravens' run game, frankly, it was not good yesterday. The Browns shut down the Ravens' run game, but it didn't matter. What did we see in the run game yesterday? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.